Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Justice Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And we have a special guest.
Yay!
That's me. I'm DJ Wooldridge.
He's DJ Chaos Wooldridge.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so we just got done talking about the best Superman villains. Guys, we talked about Metallo being almost on our list. Were there any other Superman villains that almost made it on your list before we get to the worst Superman villains?
Well, here's the thing. Batman gets a lot of much-deserved love for his rogues gallery. He's probably got the best one in comics.
Are you going to say Batman?
No. No, because I'm one of the big believers that Batman and Superman should be best friends.
I am too.
Because if only for the fact, like, who else... I see that type of friendship, like a best friendship, being of peers, and I don't think either of them have anybody else that they could even remotely consider a peer but each other.
Yeah.
So, no. But I think Superman's rogues gallery is underappreciated.
I agree.
Talking about the idea of villains being like a cracked mirror of your protagonist, you've got great villains like Metallo, who struggles with, a lot of them struggle with inhumanity, with being basically a machine, and they introduce the great idea in Superman the Animated Series that he literally can't feel anything, which makes him crazy. But I think Parasite is really interesting. Like, if you had somebody...
Parasite almost made it on my list.
Parasite's a really... fascinating idea for a villain. This idea that can that if Superman struggles with the responsibility of his abilities, Parasite doesn't.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
The idea of somebody being addicted to the power Superman just has, I think, is really interesting. So those are the two that were like I kind of wish I could include it. I'm also a fan of just like some lesser known Superman villains. Like I think it was Joe Kelly's run that had La Encantadora. That was kind of like briefly Superman had his own Catwoman-esque femme fatale, which didn't quite work because he was married at the time. But like it was an interesting idea. You know what I mean? Yeah. Stuff like
that. Well, it's funny. She's not really a villain because she later becomes a hero. But there were some brief thoughts in my head because one of my favorite storylines of Superman is in the late 80s, they introduced Maxima.
Maxima's great.
And I love the idea of this, like, Conan the Barbarian-esque, Red Sonja-esque alien super lady who's just as strong as Superman, and she's like, I'm a princess, I need a husband, you're my husband, get over here, we're gonna bone.
Oh, yeah. She's straight up like, I'm gonna fuck you and you're gonna like
it. Yeah. And I like...
And to be fair, he probably would've.
No. See, that's the thing about Clark. Clark would be like, no, I'm sorry, I need to take you to dinner first. She's like, no dinner!
We will snooze do.
We're gonna snooze do now!
Yeah, Maxima's a great one, too. Yeah, and again, people don't think about those villains, but Superman actually has a pretty great, a robust...
I almost considered Kryptonite Man as well, but I nixed him for the same reason why I nixed Zod is that there are so many different versions. There's no iconic version of Kryptonite Man.
I thought
Man.
About specifically Lex Luthor in the Kryptonite armor.
Yeah.
Like specifically that version. I also thought about like two jokeless, but I knew Jason wouldn't let me get away with them. One of which, you.
Oh. No. I thought you said their name, sorry.
Oh, no, one of which I joked about with you and I joked about on the podcast. I thought about making one like social injustice, racism, inequality, poverty.
I'm surprised none of us thought of just straight kryptonite.
Right.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
I thought about making another list just Kryptonian villains. But I hate that.
There's another villain that almost made it on my list, and the only reason why he didn't is because he's only in one storyline, and that is, see if you remember this villain, DJ, Conduit.
Oh, yeah, from the 90s. Yep. He was a friend of Superman's.
Yep,
from,
Kenny Braverman.
Yeah.
He was a childhood friend of Superman's, and then he figured out his identity and built, like, this Iron Man-like suit. And
I know what he looks like.
And for, like, an entire year, they even made an action figure of him. He destroys Superman's life. It's when Superman had a mullet, one of the best periods of Superman's life. And but I nixed him because... I wish at the end of that storyline they killed him. And I understand why you have to kill him because he knows Superman's identity, but he has such a good looking design and he was such a big impact that I think if they would have kept him around, like we would, Conduit would be around now. Like he'd be in the Legion of Supervillains. Like I think he would be, because he's a threat to Superman in mind and body.
There's a character that I kind of thought one of you guys would have had on your list, maybe in the number five, that I was surprised I didn't hear was Lobo.
Lobo's good. You know what?
Men of a certain age are fond of Lobo.
I don't really consider Lobo a Superman villain.
He's more of an anti-hero.
He's more of the
epitome of the 90s hero or anti-hero. Lobo, I actually think, would be great to introduce as like a sub-villain in a Superman movie.
Oh, I agree. I also think it's beyond how Supergirl hasn't done Lobo yet is ridiculous.
Yeah, man. Especially, you could even do the
New with the 52, alien bar, yeah.
New 52 briefly flirted with the idea of, like, sexy Lobo.
Sexy Lobo.
You could even do that.
I mean, they called it sexy Lobo, yeah, but was he?
Right, but you could you could have him in Supergirl as kind of like the bad boy
Absolutely.
Love interest. Like, that'd be interesting. Another interesting one is Manchester Black and the Elite.
Yeah.
And from whatever
happened. Unfortunate name, though. I feel like Manchester Black is a weird name.
It is a...
The Elite is a good villain. But again, to me, Manchester Black should only exist in that storyline.
Yeah.
Now, they have brought him... They have
not back as much back as others, but he's in Superman Rebirth.
He's in Superman Rebirth now,
because that's when John flies for the first time, isn't it?
Yes, because Manchester Black unlocks his ability and is able to do it. Now, to me, I feel like Manchester Black should not have been in that storyline. I think that Brainiac would have worked better for that storyline, like, because, you know, that whole storyline is about how something's wrong with the town, and so I don't know. Manchester Black to me should only be in that. There's nothing wrong with Truth, Justice, and the American Way.
Another interesting one. Have you guys ever a pitch was going around for a while from the early 2000s where, like, Grant Morrison, Mark Miller, Mark Waid, and then another guy whose name I can't remember were all like, hey, this is how you do Superman, and it would have been amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's called Superman 2000.
Yeah, and there was the one that really stood, the most of it was, like, you can see these writers had took those ideas into their own books.
Yeah, yeah.
But the one that stood out to me that nobody's ever really done is their take on Trickster, which was almost like a Michael Moore performance artist.
You mean Prankster?
Like, Prankster, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Prankster, that is like, do that. Somebody do that. That's really interesting. Nobody has.
Nope, nobody's
just
done.
Let it.
All right. It would be more relevant now than ever, too.
So yeah, man. Man.
So let's talk about
copyright DJ Wolf.
On this list I have of worst Superman villains, there is the Prankster on here.
Yeah. Well, if they did that take, you wouldn't have him on your list. You'd be like, that's the one. You'd be in our top five.
I know. But most of the time, even into modern day, they do him in that really bad green suit.
He
looks like a damn roll of scotch tape.
He has a pair. He's not a good villain. He's not a good villain for Superman. He's very Silver Age. He's so Silver Age.
Oh, you know what? Another good one? I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of good ones.
Please.
Toy Man.
See, I don't think Toy Man's a good villain.
I like Toy Man. Especially the design of him in his series. So creepy.
I think he could be, because to me, Toy Man has a lot of the same motifs that the Joker and Harley Quinn do.
Yeah.
So, like, I really do believe this, that you can take any character with the right pitch and the right team behind it, and they could be great.
Especially if you were doing a movie, if he served the same function as what's that character in Homecoming, Fixer, whatever his title is. But he works for like somebody like Lex making stuff. And his job is basically come up with a way to kill Superman.
Yeah,
and maybe he has a thing for toys. You know what I mean?
Well, like, Supergirl tried to do Toy Man as well because Shot is his son.
We thought he was gonna be the villain.
Yeah, no. and we thought he was gonna be the villain. We thought Wynn was going to turn into the villain on that show. I really hope he is, but yeah, I don't know. A Toy Man to me
for the final season. He turns on Superman.
It's weird.
They're never gonna kiss.
I don't want them to kiss. Yeah. I like things the way they are.
It's weird to me because, I don't know, to me the best Toy Man storyline, and I hate to say this, is where
he murders
Cat Grant's son.
Adam.
It's the only time he actually mattered.
You know what? Why doesn't he murder her son on the show?
Alex?
Because, I don't know.
Ruby?
Who's Melissa Benoist's ex-husband.
Adam.
Yeah.
Well, when they introduced him.
Because he's never coming back. So just be like, I murdered him. Yeah. Here's a picture of him lying in his own blood.
Yeah.
When they introduced him, I thought that's actually what they were
going to
do.
So did I. Maybe they were going to. And then.
On the list I'm looking at, actually, DJ, your villain, La Encantadora, is on this list.
It's one of the worst?
We speak great Spanish.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Bloodsport.
Let's not.
Sure.
The super, I mean.
Listen, I think, here's a bad villain, but I actually think you could do something really cool with them.
Sure.
And the right, it's comics. Every character, it's not the character, it's the writing.
Absolutely. Because we've seen some real shit characters that have really amazing stories and vice versa.
Yeah. And this one has only had a bad story, but I think in the right context, you could do it well. Ruin.
Ooh.
Ruin was Hamilton. Yeah. It was Hamilton, right?
Yes, it was Greg Rucka.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And it was Emil Hamilton.
Yeah.
Although I don't like Emil Hamilton going bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Although he capture Lana.
Yeah, basically, since he knows Superman's secret identity and he also has all of Star Labs and whatever, here's the thing that doesn't work. He goes crazy because he has a calculation that he realizes that, like, 3,000 years from now, the sun's going to die out early because of Superman sucking up solar energy.
Yeah.
And that's his motivation. Dumb.
It's super dumb. Also, yeah. Superman could just bring another star over if he really needed to.
Exactly. I think a better one, it's something they've never really explored, but I think you could be really interesting in the context of that, is if you had a villain that was like, Superman has the sadistic choice. Like, he can only has time to save this group of people or this group of people, and he decides to save this one, and this one group also happens to have Lois Lane.
Of course.
And this group happens to have the loved one of maybe Emil Hamilton, and he's like, you know what? Screw Superman.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I keep waiting for Connor Kent to come back around, because they're always like, we're bringing Connor back. And I'm like, he's just so cool. Make him a villain.
Make Connor a villain.
No!
Yes!
I love Connor.
I love Connor too.
I don't.
No, I love Connor.
Make him a villain.
He's like Luther and Superman together.
The only reason why I would say to not do that is because there is another terrible Superman villain, and that is Superboy Prime. That was terrible.
Superboy Prime is tough.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be annoying, but he's actually like too annoying.
He's too much.
Yeah.
He's too much, because they were trying to do a statement of like, oh, this is how, this, like, and I wish Geoff Johns had never said this, because once he said it, you can't unsee it, where he was like, oh, this is toxic fandom.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, but then it just kind of comes off as insulting, my friend.
Oh, man, I want to say so many things that I'm not going to say.
I wish they had Superboy Prime go on a rant about the red underwear. How Superman needs
and he
it.
Wore them. Okay, let's talk about we sort of connected to Darkseid. Bruno Mannheim.
Yeah,
I barely know who that
he's, crime boss.
He's the crime boss of Innergang.
Yeah.
Innergang's great.
Yeah, Innergang is, I think, a great, because I love the idea that there is this gang in Metropolis that's being funded by Apocalypse.
Yeah, I think the way you do Innergang, if you were doing like a TV series or maybe a movie series, it starts off Innergang's being resourced by Lex.
Yes.
And then Superman takes care of Lex, but then their tech gets even crazier. Who is it?
Wait, who played Apocalypse? What's the character's name again?
Bruno Mannheim.
He should be played by Giancarlo Esposito.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, in. I'm totally in on that. So that's the end of my list. La Encantadora is on two worst Superman villain lists. Just saying that.
I really like, that's part of Joe Kelly's run.
Yep.
I'm a huge Joe Kelly fan.
I like Joe Kelly's run. I do.
And I really like his run. He also did a run on Justice League that was really good.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, here's a good Superman villain that I like. The Atomic Skull.
Yeah.
I like the Atomic Skull.
Yeah.
The Atomic Skull to me always felt more like a Marvel villain. Like, Superman strides this interesting point where so many of the villains are science accidents or aliens.
No. Oh, here is somebody who I think is a great Superman villain, and I wish I had thought about this. Cyborg Superman.
Yeah, Superman's interesting.
Such a great design. Yeah. Actually, even though he's evil Reed Richards, if you go back to his original origin, he's a very interesting character, and he's one of these characters from the 90s that they keep bringing back.
Like the Eradicator.
The Eradicator. Also a good Superman villain, the Eradicator. There was something about, I'm going to put it all on Dan Juergens maybe, there were these 90s Superman villains that really like just came out of nowhere, had great designs, because I even think the Eradicator has a great design.
Yeah.
And,
are you pro sunglasses on the Eradicator?
Oh, Hunter, he's got to have those stupid
glasses.
Well,
here's the thing.
I hope those stupid glasses show up on Krypton somehow.
Yeah, is Eradicator supposed to be on Krypton?
I don't know, but it's my theory that he's going to show up.
With superhero comics, since they are so ongoing, all you need to start with is a rad design.
Mm-hmm.
If you start with a rad design, eventually a writer will get to that character and make them cool if they're not cool to begin with. But if their design is rad enough, they will keep popping up until somebody figures it out.
Well, again, like Jonathan Kent, that first piece of art of him with the sweater.
Yeah.
You were like, yes. Yeah.
Please.
If someone makes it on the internet, please sell it to me. Please.
The
leather
jacket with the...
The John Kent, like the sweater with the...
Oh, John, got it.
Yeah, John's all handmade. Because he bought that at a...
So I was thinking Connor for some reason.
He bought that at a secondhand store.
I do firmly believe that the Connor Kent, the 90s fade cut outfit, looks better on a girl than on a boy.
I agree with that. But I'm also a big fan of like T-shirt Connor Kent. Like,
yes.
I'm way on board with T-shirt Connor Kent. I would list one of mixed feeling Superman villains, Doomsday, I wish...
Doomsday.
Yeah, he's not one of my. He looks really cool.
He does look really cool.
He's really important.
Yeah.
But he also has no personality, which I think is maybe one of the reasons why he can't transcend the one thing that he did.
Yeah. Well, here's my.
But we insist on using him.
You threw out a pitch before. I, if somebody gave me the keys to the car, the way I would do Death of Superman, if you were to remake it, is I'd make Doomsday. He was designed by maybe Kryptonians, probably not, some other race, as basically a perpetual motion destroying machine. The more he destroys stuff, the more you can't stop him once he starts destroying stuff, as long as he has stuff to destroy. And so when Superman goes to go fight him, he goes to straight fight him, but he's realizing he's just making Doomsday more powerful. And Doomsday is, he's actually alive in there and he's miserable, but he can't stop. Like, this is his one function. And so at a certain point, Superman realizes that I can't fight you. We nuke you, whatever. It just makes you more powerful. So I have to let you vent all of your energy onto me because I can take it. And basically, Superman lets Doomsday beat himself to death on Superman. And there's a moment right before they die where they look at each other and you realize Doomsday's grateful. Like, thank God I finally get to die, because if your only function is destruction.
Yeah.
It's a night. Your life is a nightmare. And you look at him. He can't be feeling okay. His body looks miserable. Yeah. He must be in pain, like, constantly. And then, and that's it. And then Doomsday never comes back, ever.
Yeah.
That's He's done. That's it.
Okay, I think we should end our talk talking about the one Superman villain that I was actually quite surprised that neither one of you put on your list. And I think people would be mad at us if we didn't talk about them. And that is Gus Gorman from Superman 3, Richard Pryor's villain.
Oh, I've never seen Superman 3.
Who was supposed to be, Superman 3 was supposed to be Brainiac, right?
I think so.
A bunch of near misses.
I feel like every...
A bunch of near misses.
Brainiac is a near miss on almost Superman.
Every movie has always been, maybe Brainiac?
Yeah, but then for some reason, nah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't want the perfect Superman movie. We want just pretty good.
Yeah.
We just want to get mostly okay.
Well, and so it's so crazy, too, because especially in our world of superhero movies and in our world of CGI... Those movies could do Brainiac in a heartbeat. Easy.
Yeah.
There's
you
no.
Could also do Krypton's
doing them.
Yeah.
You could do Brainiac mostly practical.
Yeah.
You know, put a nice rubber head on Doug Jones.
Yeah.
And just make him tall.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a character like Superman that his villains tend to become like comic book universe threats? Because as we mentioned, Brainiac goes
Fantastic
from,
Four.
Mm-hmm.
They're the closest one. That, like,
because Galactus. I was just
yep. reading
Doctor Doom,
Infinite Gauntlet for the first time.
Black
the run,
Panther.
And it's like all these are Fantastic Four villains.
Namor.
Yeah.
Namor.
That's a rough story.
It's a little dated. Yeah.
I could keep going. Like almost every single one of the Fantastic Four's villains are now
Fantastic
universe
Four,
villains.
Yeah. Like. Superman progenitors of their universe.
Yeah, they are the first of that universe. Yeah,
also the threats they deal with are big enough.
They're
cosmic threats. Yeah, yeah.
And it's also interesting because I feel like Fantastic Four has the same difficulty of cracking in like a movie as Superman.
I agree. Yeah.
Agreed.
Like people just view that as something dated. And it's like, no, man, there's so many cool things in here.
I agree. It blows my mind that you couldn't make that nobody
can do
that.
Fantastic Four and you can still serve some of the retro ideals.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of shitty that
it would be so great
that having a hero that's positive is retro? I think that's shitty.
I think it's kind of changing because theoretically, Marvel movies are so technically upbeat that I feel like that perspective is changing. Like, look at Supergirl. Supergirl's crazy positive, that show. You know what I mean?
I mean, but I would argue that with the MCU, like Iron Man is still that thing that I'm so tired of post Harrison Ford, like, I'm a charming asshole, but I'll do the right thing in the end, even if I'm a prick to your face.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, then you're not a good person.
No,
you know, you'll do the right thing under duress.
I will say that those movies are happy, but none of their heroes are happy.
That's a good point,
you know. And I think that's funny because everybody want to label DC
Strange might actually be like the happiest, and he was very unhappy up to this point.
But he's very unhappy because he can't be a doctor, he can't go back to his old rich life. So, like, and that's
he
why
he just gets the coolest house in New York,
exactly. That's why I think it's so funny that everybody,
that be enough?
Everybody wants to label DC as like the dour. Or sad universe, but it's like aesthetically, yes.
Definitely.
But if you look at the Marvel heroes, not a single Marvel hero is happy, not a one.
So,
there you go.
See where we are posted.
Marvel heroes aren't happy.
There you go.
They're going to be even unhappier because half their universe is going to be dead.
You know what? Maybe that's what some of them need to do.
Hey, you know what? Scott Lang, he's kind of happy. I just rewatched Ant-Man. Actually, really enjoy that movie.
But
it's so much fun.
But then he can't see his daughter. Or can't be with the daughter.
Well, now because of Infinity War, that's going to make everybody unhappier.
Yeah.
Infinity War, please have Stature, Cassie Lang.
All right, I think we've you know, I think we've all settled that Gus Gorman's the greatest Superman villain of all time.
Oh, what about Nuclear Man from Superman 4, Quest for Peace?
I think Gus Gorman could take that guy easy. With his wit and his mustache.
With his Richard Pryor powers.
With his Richard Pryor powers. DJ, tell our listeners where they can find you around. And you also have an amazing Patreon if they want to go over there as well.
Yeah, you can find me at DJ Talks Trash, every place that matters. You can find out more about my podcast with Sam Basher at onlystupidanswers.com. And that also has a link to our Patreon, patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. Social media, all that jazz. And as you probably heard on the main episode, you can check out my comic at chaostheorycomic.com. That's
hilariously right. DJ doesn't talk trash. You're like one of the nicest people on the internet.
Thank you.
Very nice. Yeah. And so it's cool. I hope that some of our patrons get a double dip on this, because I know we have some crossover. Some people, some crossover people. So that's great. I hope they're just like, oh man, it's double the DJ.
Yep. There you go.
Double the fun, double the mint.
You get two for the price of one.
You get double the DJ. Yeah. That should be your new Twitter name.
Thanks, man. DJ Talk, it's branding. It's DJ Talks Trash now.
Right. Wait, let's get the origin of that. Where did you come up
with that? I was writing an article for a friend's website, a series called Trash Talk, which was more about comparing what we deem as trash cinema to high art, like Ash, like Evil Dead, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I needed a Twitter handle for that. And so it was DJ Talks Trash, because DJ Wooldridge weirdly was taken. And DJ W was also definitely taken, which was a bummer, because that'd be super
easy. Probably because of the DJ crowd. Real DJs, these jobs.
We found the problem with Jupiter Jet.
Yeah.
Like someone had that everywhere. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
And it's just some asshole parked on it, which is the worst.
So it was DJ Talks Trash. And I think it works because, sometimes I don't like things that everybody else likes, and that bothers people. So.
Yeah, there you go.
So according to those people, I talk trash. So there it is.
All right, fine, patrons. Go over there, support him. Go over there and listen to his stuff. He's a cool dude. I'm on some of the episodes, and that makes him even better. But they're better... even better when I'm not around.
I don't know.
Because Sam and DJ are just the best. So go over there and support them. Support his comic book, because it's good reading.
Please.
I read volume one. It's fun. I hope I get to read volume two early.
Yes.
Hoping I have some inside pull with the writer. So thank you guys for your support. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And see you around, super friends.
Bye-bye.